We're entering another day. The Creator is continuing in the same direction of bringing us to a new state. We have to see in whatever is happening, whatever is taking place, that this is His work, because there is none else besides Him. We need to try to change ourselves so that we will accept each and every change as coming for the better, saying everything is for the better, and being grateful, up to being grateful that the Creator is good and doing good, rising to such a degree that besides good things, we will not see anything in our life. And let's hope that by that we will, in that we will help each other, and that way we will see life. And indeed, from one day to the next, we see how the whole world, even though coercively under pressure, however, it is accepting this higher providence, getting used to it, and trying as much as they want to do things according to their ego, according to the evil inclination. Nevertheless, they are under the press of development that is coming to it, straightening it, to this great wheel of the press, until they gradually agree to whatever is happening. Out of lack of choice, they bow their heads. First, it has to be forcefully and then willingly that they take upon themselves more and more this new providence. We can see how it is entering our life, and because the whole world is egoistic in the worst possible way, so that all we have left is just a nuclear war to do between us. So the upper providence is already starting to work on us, on these degrees, the way we are. And indeed, I'm very happy that this is how it is, because otherwise, indeed, we would advance in the direction of a world war. But now, there is far less tension. People are busy with whatever is in them, in their environment. And they're no longer thinking about these great conflicts between nations and peoples. Rather, they're thinking about their own health, their own future. Is it somehow possible to maintain the level of life? Meaning the standard of living, meaning they're thinking less about each other, rather each one is thinking about himself, the person, the family, the country, and this is very good. The Creator is giving us something to engage in, and by that we are entering a new line of perceiving reality. I hope very much that by this, within the few coming months, we will see in humanity how much it understands more, it feels more, it grasps more what is happening to it, and by what it can advance to a life that is safer, more tranquil. And certainly, thanks to this virus that is coming to us and healing us from our ego. And in order to know a little bit more how the Creator is healing, yes. After we check ourselves, how we relate to the friends, how much, nevertheless, we cannot be with them in heart and soul, each time we have criticism, each time we have thoughts and desires that pull us sideways somehow, but not to truly be with each and every friend in heart and soul. So then what does he say? That we have to sell it. And instead of the spies, instead of all of these thoughts, on top of them, we have to put locks, meaning that we put masachim, screens, we lock noalim from the word manulim, so putting shoes but also locking, lock away all of these thoughts, and bit by bit we come to a state where we do control all of our evil inclinations, all of our bad criticism, and gradually from that we acquire, that is, we demand from the Creator that He will give us the shoes, the locks on our feet, on our spies, on our criticism, and in such a way we can advance until we reach a state where we connect between us, the Creator fills up our common desires. If we will take the book of Torah, we will see there almost all of the stories are really written in such a way. This is how they appear. That the most important thing they come to teach us is how we criticize others, and how we later get from the Creator a lesson. What should we do? How should we do it? He passes suffering on us, troubles, blows in this path of suffering in order to show us that we were not walking correctly. Rather, we have to walk on the path of Torah. However, we understand that it is impossible for us to overcome and immediately do the correct and good calculations and cling to the friends. As it says, there is no righteous in the land. Land means desire. There is no person who is righteous in his desire. No righteous on the land who did good and did not sin. Meaning our whole path is through revelation of evil. Our nature, what the Creator created, and from that we demand of Him that He will give us a shield, a masach, a screen, shoes, locks, and this way we therefore, each and every day we feel how much we're not capable of it, how bad we are, that there is no person who is worse than me. Each and every day, I need to attain this feeling. And if I've done that, it means that I worked correctly yesterday and also today. And the Creator is opening up for me a little bit more so that I can see my true kli. How bad I am, and there's no one who is as worse as me. And there is no one who is as worse than me, because in my desire, only I exist. And of course, the broken desire that I feel now, nobody else is feeling it, nobody else is in it, only me. Therefore, a person has a feeling that he is in a state where he has no hope, he has no virtue, no merit. Why should he continue? Why even be in all of this? The Creator gave us such a business where it is impossible to succeed. This is how a person has to go through all of these feelings. in feeling the beams of his house, the incidents of his house. Later on, gradually, he starts to understand as he delves deeper and deeper in it, and he doesn't let go, even though it's not pleasant. Then we already know, each one of us feels already, to some extent, that then he's in it, and this belongs to the Creator, and he has to stay in it and justify the Creator, and through this he acquires the full depth of his ego that the Creator created, and he created it for a reason. I created the evil inclination, I created the Torah as a spice, so that we need the Torah, the reforming light, and then the light works on these terrible, horrible emotions, and it corrects them, the light corrects them. And this way, we begin to have two lines, the right and the left, and already we begin to advance, one following the other, one opposite the other, until we reach the third line, and then we are already in a state where we are the bosses for the time being of our desire. And this is how we advance. It's a beautiful path. These are special, wonderful states in which we gradually, bit by bit, as much as we enter into them, we feel that we're dealing with the Creator, He's standing opposite us, and we demand of Him to have a kli, to have the strength, not that it would be comfortable and nice for us to do it, no, but only one thing, that we will be able to work with our evil inclination as with the good inclination. We want to ascribe the evil inclination also to the Creator and show that we are capable of inverting the usage of it to the good for the whole of humanity, and finally, of reality, but also the response for this reality. So in response for this reality, I should always ask of the Creator to have mercy on my friends, to correct the situation, so that they will feel forces for and against, and that they will accept the situation in such a way that we, all of us, will be able to connect and to advance towards Him. So here there are several milestones that we need to go through. Several points on the way until we aim everything to the Creator. So even though the friends don't come to the lessons, nevertheless, I have to continue and consider them as though they're in the lessons, justify them somehow. Well, if they're not coming, what can I do? Maybe later on throughout the day, I should try to connect with them, try to send them the article. In the middle of the day, maybe we can have some conversation for 15 minutes so that they will understand what is it that we were that we studied. And this way, not to let them disconnect so easily from the path. And this way we will advance together. It's worthwhile. It's worthwhile to keep them, to guard them. All in all, whatever they have, it's the Creator giving them this burdening of the heart. And we have to fight against Him.
Proper steps in this process.
To the extent that we come closer between us, so we get closer to the Creator. Because in such a way, as we get closer, we prepare room for the Creator to be revealed between us, inside of us. Therefore, these are the same steps. This is why it is called from the love of people to the love of the Creator. As much as I truly advance more and more towards love of people, the love in the tent. By that, I make room for the love of the Creator.
You said that we advance, and every day I see myself becoming worse.
Sure, because you see the truth. If yesterday, as we learned, that was a pious man, Ish Chasid Haya, without any food, any nourishment. Look what it says there in that song. He reached the state where he sees that he has no bread, he has nothing, he's truly lacking anything. How come? Because he gave a lot of exertion, and he feels himself as empty. And this is an excellent state, because then he truly needs adhesion with the Creator.
So I'm asking precisely about this. When we started dealing with these articles by the Rabash, it really put all these points at the peak. But when a person feels that he cannot turn from the feeling of bad to the Creator, what is the little trigger by which he can start and take a step on the right line, on the right side? Where does the work begin?
That everything comes from, there is none else besides him.
Okay, but after he does that, how to bring back the love of the covenant? How do these, what are those points on the path?
Everything that is happening to you, the Creator is doing it, he's establishing it, all in all, stage after stage, he's doing it with you. Even when you feel that he left you, he didn't leave you, this is just the feeling that he's giving you. Even though you see that you're falling, that you're doing terrible things, truly terrible, and you disregard the friends, and you disregard him, and you curse everything, it is all he is doing it in you, so that you will see his whole creation within you, everything that he prepared.
So that's between me and myself, but where do I get the connection here with the friends so as to not work with myself all the time?
The correction of these states is only in the society. With whatever evil you discover, you have to bring it to the society and correct it in the connection with them to good.
So it's exactly this point. What does it mean to understand these things correctly with respect to the society? In what way do I bring it to the society?
You bring it to the society that you're evil, you feel bad, you don't belong to them, you're not rewarded with anything, not worthy of anything, you have no interest, no connection to love of friends or to the Creator or to the Torah or to anything, nothing. And you bring it all to the society and you start in the connection with them to gradually establish these things. That you want to rise above, not to get rid of, not to get rid of this criticism. You should sell it. It says the person should always sell, meaning I decide, I elevate myself above the criticism, above whatever the Creator did to me, and this is how I elevate myself to the next degree.
What does it mean to really to rise gradually?
It's that you start to see, I start to see through my efforts in the society, when I receive the reforming light through them, I myself am truly in a great fall. In all of these bad things, I don't even feel these things are bad. When I start to work with them, I start to feel envy, I start to try to somehow be connected with them when I don't feel good. It's not that I need the Creator or the spiritual work. I just don't feel pleasant. And out of that, I start to get closer to them, and then I start to receive a bit more illumination, the reforming light, and this way, bit by bit, I come out of it.
So those actions for connecting with them, those are Rabash's advices for conducting the ten, right? To see them as great and...
El único camino para llegar al pacto es solo a través de los espías, a través de la revelación del mal y a través del odio entre los amigos.
The only way to come to the covenant is through the spies, through the revelation of evil between the friends?
Yes, yes. This is what we feel, however, we don't pay attention to it. We need to pay attention more to how much the Creator is doing, giving us exercises, sending us spies each time, thoughts and desires, such that by this seemingly he wants to deflect us off the path, and we accept these thoughts and desires, and we think that they are ours, and we run away. We go and implement them. But indeed, the Creator is sending them to us in order for us not to follow them. Don't you follow your heart? Rather for us to resist them and to strengthen our connection with Him. Actually, the straight line is that I lock myself on the Creator, and then each time when I get these deflections, deviations, go this way, that way, go and do all kinds of things that shouldn't be on the straight path towards the Creator. Right? And through these deflections, I constantly hold myself even more on the path, even more on the path, even more on the path. So the most important for me is to stay in the same lane, to constantly advance towards Him, that He is in my focus, that He is my target. And we are so weak that each little thing deflects me from the path, and I start chasing it this way, that way, and all kinds of different thoughts that bother me, occupy me, etc. So what do we need? We need a society that will constantly hold me, so that everyone will think about me and I will think about them. If I think about the friends, then I have no time to think about myself. I don't have the time to think about myself, and then I succeed. This is actually the way to succeed. Think about the others, then you will not fall into your own pits, your own holes. This is how it is. The most important is to constantly hold oneself in the connection with the friends, and the society has to take care of each and everyone together, not to give them the possibility to fall off the path. And then we will reach very quickly success. However, if I aimed myself to the Creator and some alien thought comes and I think about it this direction or that direction, we're done. I see something else before me other than the Creator, other than the connection with Him. And this way, I now go in some other direction. The society should make sure that each and every one will have shoes on his feet. What does it mean, shoes on his feet? That he will constantly be locked on the right goal, the right target. And a person cannot do it by himself at all. Even not for a moment even, but only through the society.
You
said a society has to ensure that each one will be locked on the goal. So what is this thing that we build? How could we not be mistaken about this when the society needs to make sure that each one is locked on the goal?
I want to pray for the friends so that they hold on to the goal and that the Creator will help hold them to that, and I also want to be within them. There is such a prayer.
Besides the prayer in the society, are there other things that we should do?
Well, if we're talking about a society, well, you have a few corporeal actions that we can perform as well. Even in these days with the coronavirus, it's also possible. It's also possible when we gather somehow, assemble, we speak, we learn somehow with all these restrictions that we must maintain. Nevertheless, we have to make an effort to come closer together, even physically.
How inside of the tent do we check that indeed each one is locked on the goal? How do we check that we're going correctly together?
According to a person's inner prayer and the external actions that he performs, how else can you check?
I mean, that's just me with myself, but how do I see it with the society, that indeed we're caring, that each one will have shoes? How do we make sure that each one is going to the goal? How do we make sure that it's working? Or maybe we're doing incorrect things.
You're not seeing the friends. You're always seeing yourself. Even if you see some friends doing good work, good group work, acting to benefit the society, it just seems to you that way. It appears only to you. You don't know what's actually happening outside of your vision. You cannot say anything about any friend. You can only say about each friend how he appears to you in your vessels, in your qualities, only like that.
So, I can add to this picture that you said that I'm constantly aimed towards the Creator, that I put the society there, because if I don't look at the Creator through the society, it's not the right work. If I only see my own corrupted qualities, it's as though I'm looking at a mirror, I only see corruptions in my friends. So how do I connect? What do I connect to?
You connect to the fact that they are your friends, and together with them you want to be connected, because this is what the Creator gave to you. However it may be, whatever the case, He brought you these friends, and He tells you, take them for yourself, because through them, through connection with them, you can reach Me. If you want to reach Me, take them. And then I'll see how you work with them, and I will see your willingness, your readiness, the energy you put into coming closer to Me. So these friends are the condition that the Creator presents you with. You want to be connected to Me? You're welcome.
There's something missing, Rob. When a person discovers the evil, it's not just bad for him, it's bad for the whole ten. It's the evil that is revealed to the ten, but we see the evil in a friend. So what do we do in order to feel that it's not an individual, personal evil, it's evil, it's bad for the whole ten? If a person, let's say, doesn't come to the lesson, it's not a person, it's the ten. But when we see a person who fell, he seemingly is by himself.
Speak English, please.
Okay. When we discover the bad, when someone discover bad, it is not the bad is not in the friends, it is the whole ten who discover the bad. What do we need in order that all the Assyriot will feel that this is the bad of the Assyria? Because we feel it like it's something private. We feel it like it's the bad is inside the friend. If a friend don't come to the lesson, we start to say, oh, why this friend don't come? He's not a good friend. But he's not coming to the lesson maybe because he's carrying the bad of the Assyria that the Assyria discovered.
You are correct. You are correct. We never feel, I never feel myself, because there is no such thing as self-sensation, right? I always feel how I am within and as part of the whole vessel of Adam Rishon. I just don't, I'm not aware of it. So to begin with, each person feels, senses himself according to how he's connected or disconnected from the general society, according to his degree. According to his degree. We can't take that into account right now because we don't feel the whole general vessel, but we always feel, we always get our sensations from that general vessel. So what to do with that? To try to see, to envision ourselves as connected, all of us, and wanting to be together. And then, when a person senses himself, feels himself, he will feel that he is aimed towards connection and speaking from the connection, from within the connection. That's good. It's good that you started asking about that.
What exercise the 10 need to do in order to feel that the bad that the friend revealed, it's the bad of the whole Assyria?
That comes later. All of our exercises that we do are in that direction until we reach spirituality. And in spirituality, we truly feel how we are with respect to others. There I have the ability to do that because I'm ready for it. Right now I don't care about it. Right now, it's not an issue, but it's very good that you feel it. It's very good advancement. However, I, when I read spirituality, then all of my disposition towards others, that's actually the state of my soul. I don't feel myself, I don't feel the others. I feel how I am with respect to others, in relation to others. And that's the feeling called the sensation, the spiritual sensation of the person. We'll talk about it in the future. It's a very deep question that you asked. Very good. And then, Gilad, what are we doing? I think that perhaps we should pass to... First of all, it's a good article. We need to read it throughout the day at least twice more. We don't have anything else besides for this article. Read it twice throughout the day. Rabash uses this article later in many places to explain things. Baal Sulam also uses this this matter of forever one should sell the beams of his house to explain spiritual matters. And we need to understand it and to know it well. So let's take into account that today we should read this article twice more. At least.
You will. Meaning there are several concepts of freedom. First of all, a person cannot be free because he's going to die. And each day he's coming closer to death. That's one thing. So there's no freedom from the angel of death. Besides that, do we have any freedom inside this life? So he's going to explain that, no, we don't have any freedom even in that. We are trapped between pleasure and pain, and pleasure here and pain there, and like it or not, consciously or subconsciously, I check myself to suffer as little as possible and to enjoy as much as possible. My life is limited, very limited, and that's where they are. So, in what am I free? In what? If I'm built or made out of the will to receive, and it's a desire to receive pleasure, and only relative to pleasure, consciously or subconsciously, I constantly arrange myself. Look how each one of you is sitting. One is like that, the other is like that, the third one is like that, the fourth one is like that. Look, just look. Each one checks himself instinctively. How it will be, what will be the easiest, most comfortable form to take. And this is with respect to sitting, but it's the same with everything in life. We're constantly checking ourselves with respect to pleasure and pain. So how can we be free? If the Creator created in us all these tendencies for pleasure and for pain, then what is the result of that? We're not ready for anything. We're miserable, wretched. And then
so when Baal Salam wrote this, and you said that a person discovers that he has no control over anything. So at that point, when I can grasp this, what does that lead us to?
Two things. Either we will investigate if there is a way to rise above it, above my machine life, and then I have to let go of all of my functioning according to the formula, the program that is now activating me. I need to rise above it, if it's possible, to a new free program where I determine something, if such a thing exists. And if not, then we are in our nature, and let us eat and drink, because tomorrow we're dead. Do whatever you feel like it, whatever is good for you. Right? What do you want? You want to lie in bed? Eat something good, drink something tasty, and watch a few movies until you finish your life. Right?
What does it mean to determine between these two calculations? When does humanity choose one over the other? What influences the decision?
What do you choose? It's not you who chooses. One who made you, that technician that soldered all those systems in you, he created you. He decides that now you will begin to wake up from your beastly functioning and begin to think, how do I come out of this state? I don't want to be under his control. Or at least to some extent, I want to know what he's doing to me. I want to know how am I being operated on. He's got a plan for me. I want to know this plan. Maybe criticize it. Then other people come to you and say, what are you talking about? How can you know the one who made you? You need to bow down, accept what he's doing, and that's it. You say, no, I don't want to be a beast. I want to know him, to get to know him. I want to even resist him. That's it. So they say, come on, it's not serious. Even your desire to resist him is something that also he put in you. Yes, he put it in me, but with that part, I want to realize myself.
How to be with the same action of the technician and not to deviate from the desire he inserted.
Here I'm starting to analyze and criticize things. First of all, what exists in me in the form of operation from above, I put it aside. This is a machine, this is a beast, it's his work, I don't want to be connected to it, whatever he'll do, he'll do whatever he wants. Then no. I want to scrutinize, what can I do against his desire. Against his desire specifically.
What does it mean to scrutinize? How do I scrutinize this?
Do I have the ability to be against him?
How do I check this?
First of all, it's clear to me that all of my desires, my thoughts, my intentions, everything in me is all from him. Can I perform a restriction over it on the screen and reflect that light and say the opposite? I don't want it. I don't.
Why do I do Tzimtzum and Masach? What's the reason?
I want to rise above what he created in me, rise above my beast.
Why?
I don't want to be in it. I don't want to be in this box that he created. He did all those things inside this box, and I act accordingly. I want to rise above it. I want to fight against my host, my landlord.
Why?
Otherwise, I'm not free. I'm sold. I'm nothing. So there are people who don't know this, don't understand this. They don't have that feeling, and they live. They live like an animal, the way he made them. I don't want to be an animal. I don't want to live according to what he did. I want to know why, what for, and do I have a purpose, a goal in my life, and so on and so forth. Therefore, I object. I object. I don't want it. Maybe you read something in your childhood, such books. Maybe you saw such films about robots who rise against their makers and so on, right? I don't want it. I know I'm a robot. I'm running on automatically. I'm a machine. I work only according to the instincts that he placed in me. And in this way, I'm considered an animal. Okay. But I have the possibility of rising above it. I do not agree to remain this way. If I have the opportunity, I want to take it. Because if I remain as an animal, then I'll live well until the end of my life. Could be, right? But in such a way that I will not feel bad. I'll constantly give my animal more and more of those tasty things until it dies. I don't want it. I see the outcome. The wise person is one who sees the future. I want to resist this process. Ultimately, I come and I object to the Creator, to my Creator. In this way, I don't accept Him as a Creator, as an upper one. That's it. And then I perform a restriction over it. I resist. I oppose, specifically, in spite. I want to object not to what he did, but to his mind and his feeling, and I want to connect to him personally and create such a connection between us that I will obligate him. This is called my sons have defeated me. So he would reprogram me. I understand that I come from him. He made me with his hands. But I want to determine my form. What form can I have? Like him. Like him. How can that be? I give him orders. I apply such pressures on him that he will now reprogram me to be like him, just like him. This is what I want to do. And this wisdom is called the wisdom of Kabbalah. When a person obligates the Creator to make him a copy of himself, of the Creator. And then he's called Adam, Hadomeh, who resembles the Creator. And in this way, you truly can't distinguish between the two. They are in adhesion. And what one thinks, the other thinks. And what the other thinks, the first one thinks. To that degree, that box, that man, that robot wants to rise to.
So freedom is asking, is demanding to be like him. That is freedom.
It's possible that along the way I'll find out more. But later it will be revealed to me that it's everything. It's Ein Sof, infinite. There's no more than that. When I begin to discover my relationship, my connection with the upper force, I also come to discover his abilities, and I discover it infinitely, without limits. And there's nothing more to ask for. Not more than to be like him. This is the meaning of return, O sons of Israel, to the Lord your God. And the whole world needs to reach that level. When we connect them to us. But we raise ourselves with a demand, with a request for the upper force to reprogram us, to give us the power to perform a restriction, build a screen, reflected light, and for us to do actions like him. Exactly. Just like he does it on us from above down, we want to do it on him from below up. We don't want to be activated, passive. We want to be active and activate him. To that extent that we activate him, the righteous decrees and the Creator executes. He will work according to my man, and not that I will work according to his orders. Do you see the kind of demand, the power from the lower one, where he simply kicks away, he issues the control of the Creator, and the Creator enjoys it. The Creator doesn't have a greater pleasure, and it's called, my sons have defeated me. There is no greater pleasure for him, because it's truly the lower one that came to a state where he disagrees to be even a hair's breadth less than the Creator. Until the Lord your God. That's what the freedom is about, in short. Well, of course, in my words, I'm not Bala Sulam, but just a little bit to enter into